This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The other day here in New York, a bunch of startups had a demo gathering to show off their software projects. It wasn't your usual presentation. It was from FinTech Innovations Lab, which looks at innovations in the financial tech industry. The audience wasn't the usual VC crowd. It was some of the biggest banks in the world and their affiliated financial companies. Reporter Tracy Samuelson was there to check it out and is here to give us the skinny. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Ben.
First off, fintech, define for me. These are tech startups working in the financial services industry?
Yeah, exactly. So any kind of technology meant to serve banks, credit card companies, insurance companies, it's not the Twitters or Facebooks or Ubers of the world.
But also very important.
But very important. It's a really big industry, actually. And the investment in this industry has tripled since 2008. So it's really an area that banks are quite interested in.
All right. So what kind of companies did you see at this thing?
So there's this company called Casisto, and they want you to be able to open up your bank's app and to ask it questions and have it answer you. So questions like, how much money did I spend at Whole Foods last month?
You've spent $41.50 at Whole Foods this month.
Okay, so that's like one lunch, I guess, at Whole Foods?
Yeah, barely. But did you recognize that voice?
That sounds a lot like Siri.
It is Siri, actually.
Aha.
The company that started Siri, SRI, has spun off this new company, and they're now teaching Siri to do mobile banking. They think people are used to her. They know how she works. They'll be comfortable talking about their bank info with her.
All right. So what else?
The company I'm actually most excited about in a nerdy kind of a way is called Enigma.io. And they take data that's publicly available, and they do really interesting things with it. So you'd be able to pull the water usage for a building. And you're thinking, like, what on earth am I going to do with that data? Well, that can tell you the occupancy of the building. And so if you're writing an insurance policy for that building, you might be interested. If you're in the real estate industry, you might be interested in that information as well.
These companies, they've been mentored by big banks. What do the big banks get out of all this?
Well, the banks are going to be these companies' future customers. So they want to help them make the best product that they can actually use. But another thing that we're seeing these banks and financial institutions do is to create their own venture funds. So they're actually investing in a lot of these fintech companies.
Very interesting, Tracy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.